If you've been here for a while, a lot of us first knew John Lyon's voice. He was a genial radio host here in D.C. when AM radio was king. That coincided with March 1975 when his daughters, 12-year-old Catherine and 10-year-old Sheila, disappeared from Wheaton Plaza. Of course, the Lyon sisters' case was an unsolved mystery for decades. You'll remember that in 2017, Lloyd Lee Welch pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree felony murder in the deaths of the little girls, but their bodies have never been found. And through those decades, John Lyon preferred to stay in the background. You know, he was quietly searching for answers and ultimately justice. He did volunteer with Montgomery County's Victim Services Center. In fact, state's attorney John McCarthy, when he was a young prosecutor, says he didn't realize that the John Lyon who was coming to court lending support to crime victims was the John Lyon whose own daughters had been missing for a decade.
You have spoken with John Lyon's oldest son. What'd you learn from him?
Well, Jay Lyon told me that his dad died last month at the age of 85. He shared some warm memories of his father bringing his children to the radio station when he was a kid. Back in the 70s, he said everyone knew John Lyon. He says in the years since his sisters vanished, John Lyon wanted to help his family live as normal a life as possible. In Jay's words, living with that notoriety of having his daughters missing and then maintaining his radio career, I don't know how, but he did it. Somehow he was gracefully able to pull that off. And imagine trying to do that. Jay said his father was a lifelong Chicago Cubs fan. And over the years, the family took several trips to Wrigley Field. John Lyon's wife, Mary, died last year. And John, at the end, was living in Annapolis.
Now, take us back to 2017 when John Lyon was in a courtroom in Bedford, Virginia. That's when Lloyd Welch pled guilty. You were there. What was that like?
John Lyon and his family were there in the front row of that tiny courtroom in tiny Bedford, Virginia. After all those decades, Lloyd Welch said the words that he was guilty of first-degree felony murder, and he was sentenced to 48 years in prison. Just after the sentencing, John Lyon, who made his first public statement in decades, he gave thanks to the Montgomery County cold case detectives. Here's how it sounded.
The last two or three years or so, they have treated Sheila and Kate as if they were their own sisters or daughters. And we just want to say simply, thank you. It's been a long, long time. And we're tired. And we just want to go home.
Obviously, very moving, very familiar baritone voice of John Lyon. Quite a life, quite a journey. And he's died at the age of 85.